Haggai chapter 2. So this is Haggai chapter 2 continuing his message to the people who have come back from exile, and they're the Jews who've been in exile in Babylon, who are rebuilding the temple, but they weren't doing it very enthusiastically as they were supposed to. Now, in Ezekiel, from chapter 40 to chapter 48, they were given the commands how they were to rebuild it. But they didn't really do it as they were asked, because in Haggai chapter 1 we saw they were more interested in building their own houses than they were in building God's house. And that is a really big challenge to us. Are we more interested in our houses, in our families, in our homes, than we are in the things of God's family, God's house? So on the 21st day of the 7th month of the same year, the Lord spoke again through Haggai. He told Haggai to speak to Zerubbabel, who was the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, who was the high priest, and to the people, and to tell them, "Is there anyone among you who can still remember the splendor of how the temple used to be? How does it look to you now?" Now, they've been in captivity for 70 years. So these would have been just a few very old people. "It must seem like nothing, but don't be discouraged. Do the work I have given you to do, because I am with you. When you came out from Egypt, I promised that always I would be with you, and I remain with you, so do not fear." So time and again, God encourages the people that what I did for you, for God's people, when you came out of Egypt through the Red Sea, I will repeat, I will keep on doing. And so they were coming out of Babylon like Israel had come out of Egypt. And he's saying, "I will be with you just as much." And it's the same with us. When we go through the water of baptism, this is like Israel going through the Red Sea. And God is surely going to bring us to his kingdom. And he's going to provide everything that we need. Now, of course, they doubted that and we doubt that, but he really will. In a short time, God says, "I will shake the heavens and the earth, the land and the sea, and overthrow all nations. And their glory, their wealth will be brought here, and the temple will be filled with their glory. All the silver and gold of the whole earth belongs to me. This new temple will be far more glorious than the old one. And I will give peace to my people in this place. The Lord Almighty has spoken." On the 24th day of the 9th month of the 2nd year, of the reign of Darius, Yahweh spoke again to the prophet Haggai, and he said, "Ask the priests about this question. If somebody takes a piece of holy food from a sacrifice and carries it in his robe, if he then lets his robe touch any kind of food or wine or olive oil, will it make that food also holy?" And the priests replied, "No, it won't." Haggai then asked, "Imagine if a man is unclean by reason of touching a dead body. If he then touches any food, will that make them unclean too?" The priests replied, "Yes, it will." So Haggai said, "And so Yahweh says that this applies to the people of this nation and to all that they produce. So everything that they offer on the altar is unclean." I think what he's saying is that holiness does not spread very easily. A piece of holy or blessed or consecrated meat, if it touches, say, somebody's clothes, and then their clothes touch something else, doesn't make that something else therefore holy. Whereas uncleanness spreads a lot easier. And this is the principle here, and that is why he's saying that actually your whole system is unclean. Because uncleanness and sin spreads really easily. What that means is that it's easier to go down than it is to go up spiritually. It's very easy to slip into sin, to slip into bad habits, bad ways of thinking, bad ways of speaking, bad ways of talking, so that unfortunately we just slip bit by bit. Not read the Bible every day, and then it slips down to once a week, then never at all. Praying, well, maybe just now and again in the day, and then just once a day, and then just once a week. So it slips down, and it's so easy to do that. And the idea then is that that's what had happened to them, and so Haggai is challenging them, or God is challenging them through Haggai. The Lord says, "Can't you see what has happened to you? Before you began rebuilding the temple, you would go to a heap of corn, expecting to find, for example, 200 kilograms, but there'd only be 100. You went intending to draw, say, 100 litres of wine from the wine press, but you found, let's say, only 40. I sent hot winds and hail to ruin all that you were trying to grow, but still you didn't repent. Today is the 24th day of the 9th month, the day that the foundation of the temple has been completed. See what is going to happen to you from here on. Although there is no corn left, and the vines, the figs, the pomegranates and olives haven't yet brought harvest, from now on I will bless you." Now, you see the absolute grace of God, that he's saying that you haven't done the right thing by me, but even though you've done wrong, I'm still going to be kind to you. Now, this is grace. And he's hoping, as Paul says, that the goodness of God would lead them to repentance. On the same day, the 24th day of the month, the Lord gave Haggai a second message for Zerubbabel, who was governor of Judah. "I am about to shake heaven and earth. I will overthrow kingdoms, bring their power to an end. I'm going to overturn the chariots and their drivers. The horses are going to be destroyed and their riders will kill each other. On that day, Zerubbabel, I will take you, my servant, and I will make you to rule in my name. You are my chosen one. The Lord Almighty has spoken." Well, unfortunately, Zerubbabel, it seems, went back to Babylon. He didn't really fulfill the potential that he could have been the king and the priest and maybe the Messiah figure there in this restored kingdom. This is a big theme with God, that he sets up all these potentials and people, unfortunately, don't use them. So let us try to see what God's opening up for us and to take it with both hands and to really run with it.